Job 11, 1 through 14, 22. Devotional Focus Verse. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Job 14, 14. Today, while doing an internet search, I came across a website for grieving families, an area where individuals could share memories or write a tribute to a child who had passed away. My heart was touched as I felt the anguish those posts expressed. However, it was interesting to note the difference in tone between the comments of people who had hope of seeing their children again in eternity and those who clearly regarded death as the final parting. My mind went to the little one our family lost a few years ago, a precious 10-month-old girl. We know she is waiting for us in heaven. I found myself rejoicing again in the fact that we not only have hope, but a solid assurance of seeing our dear ones once more when we step from this life into the next. As Christians, we may live out our lives on earth in less than wonderful conditions, possibly in the midst of poverty, loneliness, or sickness, but we find real hope in the surety of the resurrection. Though posed as a question, today's focus verse introduces a ray of hope as Job raised the possibility of immortality. The light was beginning to break, if only faintly. Early believers like Job did not have the revelation of future life as we now have it. Passages in the Old Testament hint at a future resurrection, but Job did not have the scriptures to read and ponder. A few chapters after today's text, Job would make a great statement about future resurrection. See Job 19:25-26. But in chapters 11 to 14, he was vacillating between hope and despair. Today, Job's hope of eternal life is a reality. Yes, we can be assured that though a man dies, he will live again. What a blessed and comforting hope that is. If we are grappling with a giant of grief, we can take heart. Jesus is here to share our load. His word promises that not only will he be with us through the valley of the shadow of death, but one day we will enjoy eternal life together with those who have gone before us. Focus your thoughts on that great resurrection and be comforted. Background information. In chapter 11, Zophar, who also claimed to be a friend of Job, addressed the suffering man. He took the same position Eliphaz and Bildad had taken in prior chapters, that Job was suffering because of his sins. Zophar self-righteously accused Job of talking too much, boasting, mocking God, and being hypocritical. He stated that Job received less punishment than he actually deserved, and, showing no sympathy for Job's pitiful condition, accused Job of hiding secret sin. Although Zophar was correct in his belief that God knows and sees everything, he arrogantly supposed that Job did not know this. He completely misjudged Job's spiritual condition. If Job had been a sinner, as Zophar implied, he might have been led to repentance through Zophar's words. Instead, Zophar's wisdom sounded like the self-righteous boasting of one trying to show how intelligent he was. Responding with biting sarcasm in chapter 12, Job answered Zophar's accusations. Job needed his friends' love and support at this time, not their reproof. Job did not understand why he suffered, but he knew that his friends' reasons did not apply to him. He also disagreed with their insistence that evil people never prosper. In chapter 13, tired of defending himself to his mistaken friends, Job appealed directly to God. Feeling abandoned, Job cried out to him, saying, in essence, "Call me to come. How quickly will I answer? If I have done wrong, tell me what I have done." As a picture of his sense of rejection, Job compared himself to a moth-eaten old coat. Verse 15 in this chapter reveals the extremity to which Job felt his condition had progressed, but in spite of that, he reiterated his trust in God. Chapter 14 continues Job's line of reasoning as he referenced the frailty of man and how short life is. Because of his suffering, rejection by his friends, and his apparent impending death, he complained that life was not fair. He said that a tree, when cut down, may sprout new life from the roots, but man dies and rots away. Still in the depths of his despair, Job had hope of an eventual resurrection. Conclusion. For the child of God, death need not be a source of dread or fear, because we know that one day we will overcome it.